All right, Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And with winter coming, it's important to remember some of the basic winter fire safety tips, whether it be chimneys, furnaces, how to properly equip yourself for a snow emergency, and you know what to do with shoveling around fire hydrants. Why don't we start with furnaces? What are some basic furnace safety tips as the weather gets colder?
The biggest thing is, and I hope you've already done this, is just have them serviced. Hire one of your local guys to go out and have a run through them. It's not that expensive for the life it can save. The biggest part of our furnace problems are always carbon monoxide, and first of all, you should have a detector inside your house, and if it's got batteries, make sure the batteries are fresh. We always encourage everyone, daylight savings time is a good time to change the batteries. We've mentioned that several times with that and smoke alarms. And the same thing goes, have that furnace checked out and make sure it's not going to malfunction and create a CO2 problem. The other thing is, you mentioned the snow. With snow comes ice, and a lot of times the exhaust pipes that come out of the what people think this chimney is of the house, it's an exhaust system that comes out of your water heaters and also out of your furnaces that kind of get the bad gases up in the air and get them out of the way, especially with water heaters. And those water heaters also can cause carbon monoxide problems. So if you're sealed over on the chimney-like pipe that comes out of your roof from your water heater, that can be a CO2 problem as well. It's not letting the fumes get out. So make sure that stays clear of ice. A lot of it's just maintenance around your house on every time we have a storm. If your roof's heavily covered with snow, keep an eye on that for not only plugging up some air vents, but possibly falling off and injuring you. Icicles are pretty, but they can fall off and cause damage as well, not only property, but to yourself. It's just stuff to stay on top of every time you have a snow. The biggest thing, again, talking about the snow that you mentioned, which you should not mention, but it's coming sooner or later, is the heaviness of it. A lot of people don't realize how heavy snow can be and how time-consuming it takes to go out, and they try to speed up, and they'll injure their back. We've had cardiac calls because of it, because they overdo it. Just know your limits, and always hire the younger person next door if you need to.
And with the, you talked about the carbon monoxide alarm. Where can you purchase those if you don't have one for your own?
Any retail store. I mean, True Value's got them, Costco's got them, hardware stores do. I'm sure Spawn and Rose does too.
Just as easy to find as a fire alarm. Basically.
Exactly. Same location even. Just look for CO2 detectors and go from there. And while you're at it, make sure you've checked your smoke alarms and such, because besides the furnace, we've got the fireplaces starting to fire back up. We don't have anybody locally to clean out that I know of chimneys, but to have your chimney cleaned out, find a contractor to do that for you. And if you have to call out of town, you have to call out of town. But burn only what's normal inside of a chimney. Also, try to avoid anything that's sappy in the wood. Not recommended to do that. A lot of people, we've had a couple fires in my day where they thought, okay, I've got a dried Christmas tree, I'll just burn it up as we go along, and we're tearing it all apart and we'll put it in the fireplace. Not a good idea. That sap creates a problem. Even if it appears dry, it still creates a problem in the chimney, and it'll sit there and soak up, and pretty soon you've got a chimney fire.
All right, and then with those, we don't want any fires, but if there is a fire, it can be hard for the firefighters to actually fight it if there's snow around that fire hydrant, right?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, if you've got a fire hydrant in your neighborhood or close to your house especially, do us a favor and clean out around it. Fortunately, we have several fire hydrants in our neighborhoods, but unfortunately, we don't have the manpower to go out and clean them out. So we ask that the neighbors, if you can't do it yourself, have a neighbor do it. Just kind of clean out around that so we can get to the point of access on those fire hydrants. Because, like you mentioned, we carry 1,000 gallons of water on each truck, but sometimes it takes a little more than that to put a fire out. So we need to tag a hydrant and get going on that. The other thing we want to talk about also is again, back to the ice thing, if you will. It's going to be slick out there. It's going to be cold out there. In the event that you have a fire, make sure you have it well planned in place. You don't want to go outside with hardly anything on, but sometimes you don't have a choice. So make sure you've got a neighbor that's successful to keep you warm. Once we get on scene, we'll take care of you. If you're not able to do that, we'll put you in the back of an ambulance. Do what we have to do to keep you warm. But always have a well-played plan.
And as people are traveling too, if they don't want to be stuck out on a road without any clothes either, so it's important to carry some safety stuff in the back of your car, blankets, first aid kit, that sort of thing, because you can get trapped out there in the snow if you're not careful.
Exactly. I mean, we've grown up hearing about the emergency kits, if you will. Definitely make sure you've got lots of blankets. They make these heating packets now that they're fine. If you go ahead and you break them, they'll stay hot for an hour or so. Carry some of those around. They're hand warmers is what they call them. Carry some ample amount of water around. Not so much the soda pop and stuff. Now, keep in mind, yes, if you park outside, your water's going to freeze up, but there's ways of melting it, too. They've got them little Coleman burners and such that are portable that if you crack the window in your car, you can heat it up safely and for the most part, keep things warmed up and melt stuff down, or melt snow even. The biggest thing is try to stay hydrated if you're stuck. And the other biggest thing is don't leave your vehicle. If you're stranded, Majority of the folks out there have cell phones now. If you don't have a cell phone, you can't afford a cell phone, it is a law that cell phone carriers have to leave their 911 accessible. So even if a phone is not in use, if you don't have any minutes on it, or if you don't have a plan, if you have a phone, you can still dial 911. So pick up one of those phones. You know, find a buddy that doesn't use his phone anymore. If you can't afford to get a contract, that's fine. You can still charge it up and carry it with you, and it has to dial 911. That's your safety factor on the roads.
All right. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, just have a safe holiday. Merry Christmas to everybody.
All right. Thanks.